in fact have to do them. I was thinking of agricultural policy, tariffs, rules, various pieces of legislation to restrict and add cost to the American people in a very, very unfortunate way. It seems to me that as a counterweight from the standpoint of the public, from the standpoint of the executive branch, from the standpoint of Congress, that there's an opportunity to pose what our options are. Kind of don't know quite how we're going to do that, maybe through some hearings, public hearings,
told you I was there.
48. Came back some in 1950. That's the year Jeff won the Greenland Islands. And so she went but not to control then, but in 52, with only a 10-point spread, and it was a cakewalk. And we controlled both the House and Senate. 54 lost it slightly, primarily because of the Benson defections. And 56 was a virtual wash. And 58 a debacle because of the recession. The point that I make is that if you had decent candidates, I mean, wouldn't you like to be running for the House in a 55-45 district this year? Anybody could win. There's no way you could lose. But you see some of our guys, and they have to put a mark for their name. And that's the only thing that's a cross. I'm sure the other guys are worse. But my point is, that's what it does. Whatever the House and Senate gives, so you want to remember, those that win, they're going to vote. There's going to be a lot of new ones, a lot of new ones.
Yeah.
said about those guys. They were men, right? Maybe we can't see men. Maybe we're too close to it. But by God, I think they were.
And there's some great, Republican members.
Yeah, but I haven't seen any. Did you see the list that Jerry Ford gave me? I told him to send me the 10 best young members of Congress. Right? There wasn't a hell of a lot on that. Anyway, what I'm going to say is this. The difficulty you have at the present time in the Congress is coming this is, look at the vacuum of leadership. In the Senate, it's a disaster. Mike Mansfield is one of the most decent men, one of the most ineffective leaders we've ever had. There is no leadership in the Senate. You have all fighting each other. Russell Long is smart as hell. Depends on which way he wants to be. And in terms of the mean, people listen. And they particularly listen when they watch in the folk group. What in the hell have you got now? Can you imagine Mike leading anything? I have breakfast with him and we enjoy the eggs and talk about China and a few other things. And he goes down and does what he damn pleases. But he can't. He will not do it. See, that isn't that attractive. Here's, these are the guys. These are the big men of the country. And it's the question. It used to be you said, well, we don't have, you don't pay them enough. I think it's worse. I think by having them retire in 10 years and paying them so much, you're getting poorer men than you got before.
Despite the stroke, right from the time he died, he went out to the hospital and he was still sharp as a tack, remember?
strong majority leader.
I mean, that would be something. And a good, strong whip.